labor a blessing. The Lord knew that Adam could not be happy without labor. Therefore, he gave him the pleasant employment of dressing the garden. And as he tended the things of beauty and usefulness around him, he could behold the goodness and glory of God in his created works. Adam had themes for contemplation in the works of God in Eden, which was heaven in miniature. God did not form man merely to contemplate his glorious works. Therefore, he gave him hands for labor as well as a mind and heart for contemplation. If the happiness of man consisted in doing nothing, the Creator would not have given Adam his appointed work. Man was to find happiness in labor as well as in meditation. Adam could take in the grand idea that he was created in the image of God to be like him in righteousness and holiness. His mind was capable of continual cultivation, expansion, refinement, and noble elevation, for God was his teacher and angels were his companions.